words which were borrowed into English over the last 1,000 years from Japanese. Now, this links in very closely, as does anything to do with language, with the society and culture at various times in the past. And there was a time in the 17th, 18th century when Japan was effectively closed to the West. And so you can see immediately from this graph that there were words that entered English from Japanese before that period. And they're often words that travellers bring back relating to their experience of being shown the sights of Japan in the 17th century, the 16th century, the royal courts, that sort of thing, the costume that was worn at the time, the hierarchical structure of Japan at the time. And then nothing very much for 150 years. And then you're back at the early part of the 19th century. But the words that you see there, and you can find that from clicking on bars on the timeline, aren't the old sort of imperial words from Japan, but they're the words that were important to English speakers in the 19th century, which are principally arts words from Japan, martial arts, the fine arts, Japanese arts. These are the words that are coming into English from Japan in the early to late 19th century. As you carry on into the 20th century, you find some more diversification, more martial arts, more arts in general, but also some scientific words coming in from Japan as well. So that's the sort of thing you can see more at a glance than you could in the old days.